present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a visit to Bristol. A city so woke that even the foxes are vegan. Bristol has a total of four museums, or five if you include all the stuff they've chucked in the harbour. And Bristol has two successful football teams, or one if you include Bristol Rovers. Bristol Rovers Memorial Stadium ground was built in 1921 on former allotments that were used to grow potatoes during the Great War. And potato seeds are still planted next to the pitch each year. The club says maintaining the tradition is good for morale, as it at least gives the team something to lift at the end of the season. In the 1300s, a Bristol-based Flemish weaver is credited with creating the first blanket from heavily napped woolen weave. It's almost impossible to conceive of a world without blankets. I mean, just think of the warmth and protection they've provided for any number of Radio 1 DJs travelling to and from court. Each year, the city hosts the Bristol International Balloon Fiesta. A highlight of the three-day festival is the evening where 100 hot air balloons, their burners blazing, lift as one into the night sky to the accompaniment of a massive firework display. It's officially known to locals as the Night Glow and to the emergency services as No Risk Assessment Thursday. Bristol-born actor Dave Prowse portrayed Darth Vader in Star Wars. However, Darth Vader was revoiced by the American actor James Earl Jones in the actual film. Apparently, the producers felt it inappropriate for Darth Vader to describe Princess Leia as Gert Lush. Dating back to Tudor times, the Hatchet Inn is the oldest still-operating pub in Bristol. It's believed the pub's small front door is lined with the skin of an executed criminal. When I paid a visit one evening, I found the pub closed and failed to attract the landlord's attention, despite several tugs on the bell pull. At least, I think it was the bell pull. Bristol's stool chart is a diagnostic medical tool developed at the Bristol Royal Infirmary, which classifies human faeces into seven categories, ranging from the type 1 hard lump, which is the most difficult to pass, right through to J.D. Vance. And talking of uncomfortable stools, let's see who's sitting on them tonight. On my left, please welcome Rachel Paris and Henning Vane. And on my right, Miles Jupp and Adrian Edmondson. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the Immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference between the words Nebuchadnezzar and Jeroboam. Well, a Nebuchadnezzar is a very large wine bottle, equivalent in capacity to about 20 regular bottles, whereas Jeroboam is the BBC's international editor. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Aid, you can start this one.
Condom, when the prisoner's on top.
Rachel.
Clapperboard, the reason your ship is in quarantine.
Henning.
Christine. Christine's less dirty sister.
Miles.
Botticelli. Buttock-shaped wind instruments.
Contact sheet. A judicious poo before being banged up for the night.
Diphthong. How to hand wash your underpants.
Privilege. A hamlet not yet awarded village status.
Shrink wrap. Hip hop for psychotherapists.
Solder. Soldier who's lost an eye.
Trite. King Charles's favourite fish.
Universe. A very short poem.
Degrease. Jack's lubricant.
Ploy. A theatrical production in Birmingham.
OK, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs now in the round called Pick-Up Song. Well, these days, rare vinyl fetches a fortune at auction. The holy grail for collectors is the Wurzel's famous Aretha Franklin cover, Oorespect. In this round, Sven will spin the discs and each of you will sing along to your discs until Sven turns the music down. If, on its return, you're within a gnat's chuff of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a frankly damning illustration of all that's wrong with contemporary Britain. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Yes, and this week's prize is the latest in French cast iron cookware for the discerning castaway. It's this Le Robinson Crusoe. Miles Jupp, we're going to start with you, and I'd like you to accompany, with a bit of help from your fellow panellists, Blue Swede, singing Hooked on a Feeling.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realise what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Okay. You're next, Aid Edmondson. I'd like you to accompany the Sex Pistols singing Anarchy in the UK.
Right. Now. I am an Antichrist. I am an anarchist. Don't know what I want, but I know how to get it. I want to destroy passers-by, 'cause I want to be anarchy. No dog's body. Anarchy in the
UK.
You now, Henning. Would you accompany Jürgen Drefs singing Ein Bett in Confeld?
Have you had a stroke?
No. I was speaking German. It's a version of Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers, which was successfully annexed by Germany in 1976.
Schon seit Mittag stand ich am Straßenrand bei jenem Wagen, der vorüberfuhr, hob ich den Daumen. Ein Bett im Kornfeld, das ist immer frei, denn es ist Sommer und was ist schon dabei? Die Grillen singen und es duftet nach Heu, wenn ich träume.
I'll just briefly pause while listeners at home turn their radios back up. And finally, would you, Rachel Paris, please accompany the band Bare Naked Ladies singing One Week?
Hold it now and watch the hood wink. If it makes you stop, think. You think you're looking at Aquaman, a salmon fish to the dish. Although I like the Shelly Swiss, I like the sushi, because it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, big like the Allen rhymes, because I'm all about value. But Kempfo's got the mad hits. You try to match wits. You try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake. I like a stinky naked and shake. I like vanilla. It's the finest little flavors. Gotta see the show, because then you'll know the vertigo is gonna grow, because it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can't help it if you think you're funny when you're mad. Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you threw your up in the air.
Yep, couldn't have done it better myself. OK, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This game is all about miming, the theatrical technique of suggesting action, character or emotions without words. The world's greatest mime was, of course, Marcel Marceau. Marceau died in 2007, and his funeral proved to be distressing for the pallbearers. In fact, it was only after the funeral director insisted Marceau's body be placed in a real box that the situation improved. Anyway, in our version of charades, team members are permitted the use of their voices. So first up is Rachel and Henning, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Hi-dee-hi. Hi-dee-hi.
This is a TV programme, three words. Before we start, I'll just pass a script to Jack, if you don't mind helping Jack.
Oh, no, I'd be delighted. Thank you.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Well, so it's a TV program.
TV?
Debrief.
D. Something with D, isn't it?
Something with D.
Yes.
World in Action has got a D in it. Hello. Hail.
Hello.
Hail
it might not D. be hello.
Hey, oh. Hello.
Hi, D. Hi. Oh.
So, Miles and Aid, your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Marathon Man. Marathon Man.
Well, this is a film, and it's two words.
Look, you just have to accept it.
I can't.
It was 1990, Miles. Just can't keep clinging to the past. It still has the same sort of gooey, caramelly, peanutty goodness.
But honestly, it's important to me. My granddad was one, my father was one. I, myself, will always be...
Don't say it!
Is it Marathon Man?
Yeah,
OK, final title being displayed for you, Rachel and Henning. And here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Das Boot. Das Boot.
It's a film with two words.
Right.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen. Is this Russell and Bromley?
Ja.
Wunderbar. Ich wollen ein Wellington, bitte.
Ein Wellington?
Ja.
Just ein?
Just ein.
Das ist ein bit unusual.
Ja, ich weiß. Bitte schnell. Ich habe mein Submarine geparkt on a doppelt... on a doppelt yellow line.
Goodbye, Lenin. No.
well done.
Is that Das Boot?
Das Boot. Das Boot.
Well, the next game is a musical one entitled Songstoppers. It's often hard for bands to make money in their early days, so many will accept commercial sponsorship simply to survive. One thinks of the band Wet Leg, who've just secured sponsorship from Tenor Lady. Well, in this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs, and it's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. And at the piano, we have Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin was telling us that a recent solo concert at London's Wigmore Hall proved to be the highest-grossing performance of his career. Colin put it down to Ticketmaster's ingenious dynamic price scheme. Although the entrance fee was only £6.50, the price to get out was £38. you can go first. Miles and Aid, can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
You don't hear because you don't listen, Adrian.
Um-de-lily-lily-um-de-lie, because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. Me father gave me nose a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learnt a word that saved me aching nose.
Childline.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, but I say go, go, go.
This is why I have to fail you. That is a major fault. A candy-coloured clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper...
Do a cartwheel for your nice Uncle George.
One for the Bristol City, two for the boys in red.
That's three. That's a bigger crowd than usual.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
But the good news is, if you look at the monitor, your colon's quite clear so far.
I've just got to get it round this last little... corner.
It's one for all of us who've been there.
Well, I wish I knew how it would feel to be free, and I wish I could break all these chains holding me.
I'm not stopping until you remember the safe word.
Is it banana?
Well, Well, it's your turn now. Rachel and Henning, can we have your first line medley, please?
I just find you a bit on the intense side. I like it, I like it.
Well, I don't.
I don't want to set the
sod it, I'm turning on that patio heater. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Crystal meth.
You can sing or you can't.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
Because my pockets are full of worms.
Champagne.
So you have clearly never been to a harvester before.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is
for venereal disease, I'm afraid. I feel pretty, I'm so pretty, I feel pretty and witty and bright.
That's the cocaine talking.
All by myself.
Welcome to this inaugural meeting of the Jack D fan club.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. Aww. But there is just time to fit in a quick round called Dinner Table or Bedroom. The IKEA restaurant in Oslo made the news recently when one unhappy customer successfully sued the company after finding a rule plug in his meatball. The trial took longer than expected because IKEA's lawyers took forever building their case. So, teams, in this round, I'd like you please to come up with phrases that might be suitable to use both at the dinner table and in the bedroom. Miles, you can start.
I like to dribble a little oil on mine.
Abe?
Well, that's the last time we have your parents round.
Henning?
This reminds me of my time in prison.
Rachel.
That was nice, but I still prefer Five Guys.
If the dog's bothering you, I can put him in the garden.
Oh, no. I think I left the giblets in.
Oh.
In some cultures, it's polite to burp afterwards.
And it's polite not to leave until everyone has finished.
Just 10 more minutes. The meat really does need to rest.
But remember to chew every mouthful.
Don't check if it's done or it'll take longer.
Bring it to your mouth, not your mouth to it, please.
If you don't eat it now, I'll just bring it out again at breakfast.
Is service included?
Sorry, it's a bit dry.
I've put some little bowls out so you can clean your fingers.
Smack the bottom really hard and see if anything comes out.
I might just have to loosen my trousers and go for seconds.
Ooh, what a lovely spread.
Shall I be mother?
Oh, let's not be formal. Just use your hands.
Sorry, I started without you.
This is mostly crust.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the tennis ball of time torpedoes off the racket strings of regret and into the twin testicles of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Sven, myself and our audience here in Bristol, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Henning Bain, Miles Jupp, Rachel Paris and Aid Edmondson were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.